A lot of good things accomplished during the game, and some kids got some minutes who haven't been getting a lot of minutes, and you know, it's nice to see, you know, to me, Tafari Tony and Nick Mosley, two first-year players, you know, playing the five position. If you look at their numbers and add them up together, I don't think they played any minutes together out there. Between the two of them, they had 12 points for Tafari, 7 for Nick, and 17 rebounds between the two of them. So that's a good thing. That's a positive. That's what you look for in games like this. It's not anything else. And we're thin. I mean, we're playing without not just three starters, but three frontline players that all have the ability to be all-conference. And because of that situation, we're not as deep as I'd like to be, and we're holding back some stuff, both offensively and defensively, you know, waiting for the cavalry. But in the meantime, some guys got some valuable minutes tonight and did some good things.
First 4 minutes in the second half, you always talk about that can decide whether your team's going to stay together or whether we're going to kind of like...
Yeah, unless you're down 25.
Right. But in a game like this, you're over because you got to keep them motivated and you got to keep them...
Yeah.
Well,
when we figured out, again, you know, you get tape sometimes of the team, and we have one tape on Prairie View, and the first half they ran an entirely different offense than the tape we had. So, you know, we stopped doing all the switching and stuff and only switched certain things, certain screens, and forced them to play one-on-one, you know, and got them out of the offense they were running. But we couldn't make that adjustment in the first half without, in my opinion, tipping our hand. But if this team was 17-17 with Florida, after 10 minutes of the first half, then one would be a 70-pointer or something. You know, you just never know in the game. You never know.
How do you feel about your defensive performance?
Better, in that when we made adjustments and went from switching everything to only switching the four and five screens and the guard screens, today we did a much better job of it. It's nothing about our intensity that I'm not happy with. It's more like...
learning to play together more?
Yeah, learning to play together and paying attention to the scouting report. You know, you give scouting reports, you study scouting reports, you can take that out of the floor. We're getting better at that. I think the young kids start to understand that. In high school, you know, who knows what kind of scouting reports they had. In junior college, same thing. You know, they often don't even get film of who they play.
That's an adjustment.
But in terms of them together, do they like each other? Are they cohesive? Are they, you know, everybody likes to use the word gel, and I don't know if that's the right word. This group, yeah, this group's been really, I mean, most of them were here all summer, and by late September, I felt good about the chemistry. These guys aren't afraid to get in each other's faces, but they also respect and seem to like each other. Sometimes you get a team that, you know, they know their buddy's screwing up or not working hard, and they think it's disrespectful to tell them what's expected of them. With a guy like Robert McKeever, if a guy's messing up, he's not afraid to go tell him he's messing up. And we have a few guys like that, and that's good. That's another step in bringing the program to the level it needs to be. You know, if you're going to be a leader, you can't worry about being popular. And I think we've got some really good leadership. We've got some great leadership right now that's not even in uniform. Deion Dowell, Lanny Smith, and Marcus Malone all are good leaders, too. it'll be nice if we can get some of those guys back soon.